Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And you guessed it. We did it again. No, you've done it again. We have yet another amazing guest on the show this morning. Amy is a former teacher who's tried many, many side hustles along the way. She's always done something to be able to be at home with her kids to earn some extra income online, and now feels like she's doing her thing here in digital marketing. Let's hear what she means. Amy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Where are you calling in from?
I live in Orange County, Southern California.
Love Orange County. Yeah. Was out visiting my buddy in Laguna Beach last year.
Place.
Yes, it really is. Well, hello from the opposite side of the country over here on the Florida beaches. From one beach to another, from one beautiful county to another, and of course everywhere in between. Welcome to the show, everyone. Feel free to comment, feel free to engage, and let us know what's coming up for you throughout the show inside of our comments. You can always go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll throughout the show if you want to check out our challenges, our courses, and get started with anything. So, Amy, talk about you getting started. What motivated you throughout all the side hustles and, of course, being a teacher to want to start a digital marketing business, an online marketing business?
Yeah, so my story is anything but linear. So I started as a high school teacher, did that for 10 years. And then when I had my first child, I was just like, there's no way that I can do both at the same time and succeed. I would be half-assing both of them, right? Mm-hmm. And I knew students in school didn't deserve that, and either did my daughter. So I did everything that I could, nights and weekends, for, I don't know, 15 years so that I could be home. My kids. And I've been grinding. It has been a struggle for me and my husband. We are one of the few people during the pandemic that actually moved back to California, Oregon. And that's a whole nother story in itself, but this is our home. My husband and I were both born and raised here. So we moved back to one of the most expensive places ever. And I immediately found a job. My story is so crazy, Dave. I immediately found a job being a personal chef to this billionaire. And I couldn't do it anymore. I would come home from night and I was just drinking and watching Netflix and scrolling. And of course, like everyone else, came across this top affiliate saying, I make so much money per month. And I watched her for a long time, thought it was a scam. And then I finally decided, what the hell, did the $7 course. Still thought it was probably a scam because I was just so nervous. And then I started to do my own research and I saw, God, I think this is legit. Like, I don't know. Could I do this? I don't know. And so next thing you know, I'm all in. And I knew that what I had landed on was something pretty spectacular. And Dave, I told nobody that I was doing this. I didn't even tell my husband that I had started to move forward with this. And at the time, I also was starting my own business because I knew I didn't ever want to work for anyone else after the billionaire chef story. So I knew that everything that I was learning in Legendary could apply to my digital marketing business. And it also could apply to this other business that I was going to start. So I started with digital marketing and I went 2 weeks. 2 weeks I stayed up all night. I was so excited and I was so energized. And my husband thought I was working on this other business, right? I didn't want to tell him because I didn't want to hear all the negative talk, right? I didn't want to hear his thoughts, his comments. I didn't tell anybody because I knew in my heart what I was doing was right.
Mm.
And so I start posting on social media. In about 2 weeks, like, I'm posting and I'm doing it when nobody's around, nobody can see me. And all of a sudden, I get a like on one of my posts from my husband. And I was like, oh, damn, the secret is out. Yeah, so that's, and he's been nothing but supportive. He's been nothing but supportive of me. So it's been crazy.
Yeah, good for you and good for him as well. What's his name?
Sean.
Shout out to Sean. Shout out to Sean. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I think that, you know, if we just advertised as skills that would help you with another, you know, with whatever existing business you have, I think people would be much more receptive because, you know, the idea of actually owning your own business, I think nowadays, and especially owning an internet company or, you know, an internet business, I think is such an unbelievable idea. You know, I mean, you think about people who own internet companies, it's like Facebook, it's like software companies. So the idea that, you know, an ordinary person could actually work online and own an actual internet company is just unbelievable. And there is such a that element that one needs to overcome in order to move forward, right? Do you relate to that?
Absolutely. And I try in my caption to share that part of my journey, that no matter what your business is, like, you don't have to want to start an online business necessarily to move forward with Legendary, because the skills that you're learning there are so valuable. Yeah. You know, and I try to get that across to people.
Yeah, we call them transferable skills. And right. That's why we call them that, is because, you know, so many people out in the world and in the brick and mortar world, if you will, the traditional business world, have a great product, have a great service, just don't know how to get customers, just don't know how to market themselves.
Right. You know? And I had no idea about the skills that even were available, the tools that were available in Legendary before I walked on this path. And I'm blown away. I stand behind Legendary and the course that you guys offer 100%.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it takes great customers to put it into action to be able to know that it works. So, you know, kudos to you for that. Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, what are some, obviously, the limiting belief, I would call it that hubby is going to give you all of his tsunami of negativity and criticism, that friends and family are somehow going to ostracize you. I think we all can relate to that to some extent. And you shared that. What other, when it came, as you were either going through it or getting ready to launch, what other limiting beliefs popped up that you've had to overcome in order to kind of execute?
So the limiting beliefs for me did not come in the beginning. Like, I'm such a go-getter and I know I can do anything. Like, I have that belief in myself. The limiting beliefs came after I started for me. And in all honesty and transparency, I was a mess when I started posting. I had never made a reel. I had never done anything on social media before. And I was guilty of copying other people. I did not know what I was doing. And I was just throwing things on the wall, seeing if it was going to stick. And I was a mess. And then it was like, when you go back to the beginning of my content, you'll see that. And then you'll see me starting to do side hustles. Cause I was like, okay, well, this is what everyone's doing. This is what I'm supposed to do. And it's awful. I didn't like it. I didn't like how I felt. And I was in the comparison game. And so my limiting beliefs were believing that I could just shut everyone out and follow my gut and be me. And it has taken me It's taken me 5 or 6 months to get to that place. And I'll tell you what I did. What was one of the best things I ever did was I hired a mentor. So I hired Sean Sarantos, and I am now his student. And I hired him about, I want to say, after I'd been doing this for about 4 months. I've been doing this for 7 months. I hired him my fourth month, and I basically had to start all over. I had to start all over with my content. I had to unfollow everyone that I had been following, and I just had to learn how to say the same thing 4 or 5 different ways. Mm. And Sean has really helped me hone in on my own voice. And that has been a game changer for me.
Good for you. Well, that's wildly powerful and important. And one of the things that many of us try so hard to get to that point, which is actually finding our own message. So what, you know, if you were turning around and you were coaching somebody today, what are some of the things that you would recommend to them to help them define their voice and identify their unique message?
One thing that I've learned and I've started implementing in my content is on the screen of the reel and in the caption, talk to people like you talk to them in person, right? There's so much content that is very salesy. And I think that's something that Sean has really helped me with is, and I'm working on my captions a lot, but even in the reel is to just, and I know it sounds so easy and sounds so simple for me to say, just be you, but speak to the people who are watching your content. Make sure your language and your words on the screen and your words in your caption are just as you would speak. And something that I do that I have found to be very helpful, instead of typing out my caption, I'll speak it into the microphone and have it just, you know, the captions go on to the page because it captures more of how I actually talk. Mm. And I feel that helps to make me a little bit more relatable to the people who might be watching my content. Mm. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a ton of sense. I mean, one of the best copywriting hacks, strategies, whatever you want to call it, that I started to implement and highly recommend is to write copy like you talk. Write copy like you text somebody. If that might help some people to look at it from even a more simplistic perspective, because when you text somebody, we all have that playful kind of simple, abbreviated, non-proper way to text message people. Most of us don't, you know, bring our English professor into our text messages, right? Some of us do. We write perfect texts with punctuation and perfect grammar, but most of us just don't even include a period. I mean, it's just shoot it off, right? It's just something about text message is more simple and casual than, right? What yes. comes up for you around that?
Yeah, and so, you know, as you and I know, there's been this big shift, right, in this make money online space. And so a lot of the people that I was following before and I was copying because I did not know what I was doing, their captions were more like, this is the best side hustle because of this, 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 this. You don't have to this, 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 right? And it was just... it was very salesy, and I was doing that, and I immediately stopped, and I just started speaking from my heart, and just it has made a difference in my caption. I'm not selling anything, and with that, Dave, like the whole income claim thing. Like, I support Legendary 100% in what you guys are doing, and you're taking the high road. And I am here because I fell for the income claims, you know? And I also, besides join, you know, being a student of Sean, I joined, they have a Facebook mentorship group, Creators Corner, him, Sean, and Gwen, right? Stasio, I think is how you say her last name. And they're two of the most reputable. They have so much integrity. And I'm also in their Facebook group, right? And they are teaching people how to create content, no matter what your niche is. And it's a game changer for all of us, because all of us in this Make Money Online niche are having to use our brains to try to get people interested in whatever it is we are trying to promote without these flashy claims. And it's hard. And it's hard, but it's the right thing to do. And I'm loving this challenge. I'm loving this challenge. And while, you know, it's definitely a transition, I think that we are all going to end up on top.
Yeah. Well, and for some of you who don't know what Amy's talking about, we 2023, we had a lot of affiliates come in, and you know, many of them developed a specific marketing strategy of just kind of lazy marketing, right? Just showing off their results, making income claims. It not only at the beginning of the year, I can't remember exactly what day in January it was, but we put out a message to all of our affiliates that said, hey, we got zero tolerance on this stuff. Like, everybody's like, this is our initiative in 2024, is to make sure that our brand is represented in a way that's legal, ethical, moral, and gives a realistic perspective about what people are going to expect here. Then we got some negative press as a result of some of these people who were making extraordinary claims, and we really brought the hammer down. Let many of those affiliates go, the majority of them actually. And, we're willing as a company, we all made the decision to, let extraordinary producers and marketers and traffic streams and revenue go, because that's our responsibility. Sometimes we have to make the sacrifice in order to get to a better place, get to a better foundation. Sometimes you have to reset. Sometimes you have to make tough decisions. This is what being an entrepreneur is about. And I don't mind talking openly about this, because these are the actual lessons and the actual experiences of owning a business. You know, right. Sometimes fast results or fast money seems appealing until the consequences of that happen. And the consequences can be a variety of things. You know, the consequences can be angry customers because they didn't get the results that they thought they were going to get. It can be regulation from government agencies or lawmakers. It can be just an assortment of things, you know, not really honing your skills. And when things change, you're kind of stuck and don't really know how to evolve. Like you said, your creativity, that ability to be able to create hooks, to deliver value, to find a unique selling proposition and a marketing message and an angle that is unique to you, that doesn't make you sound like. Part of the reason why things sound schemey and scammy online is because most people just market them in a lazy way, which makes it seem and sound, unbelievable. And it is unbelievable. And right. So bringing things, I'm glad that you're taking the hard road. As you said, it is hard. Entrepreneurship is not supposed to be easy. Marketing right. is not supposed to be easy. Nothing worth having in life is easy. And so if you have that expectation that this is going to be easier, you're frustrated in your first or second month because things are, you know, you're not making tons of money already or any money at all, understand that that's the path of, that's the realistic path of actually owning a business. Right. It's not, nowhere does it happen fast, and nowhere in the real world do skills come overnight. You have to develop that muscle.
Right. And I was under the impression when I started that that was going to be my path. And I have been successful with Legendary. The success that I have made Legendary, I have not made income claims. It's totally possible. And I am building relationships with the people who seek me out. And I am so grateful for the skills that I'm learning. And I'm also grateful that I am taking the time to learn how to build a long-standing business, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a flash in the pan. And it might take me a little bit longer, but I'm surrounding myself with people who have integrity, strong work ethic, and I am promoting a company that I can stand behind, and I can look everybody in the face who comes to me and is interested in the product that I'm promoting, which is Legendary. I can speak to them from my heart. I can speak to them from experience. I tell them this is not going to be easy, but it is going to be worth it. And the only way that you are going to fail is if you quit. That's the only way. And I will never quit. I am all in on this. And I'm working on my mindset. People always say you've got to work on your mindset. But it is. It's a constant battle every day for me to believe that it is possible for me, right? It is. And it's possible for everybody.
Yeah. And like, you have to really define and get clear about what is possible. What do you want to happen? Like,
right.
And does what I want to happen, is it realistic? Is it something right. that is actually achievable in a sustainable way over time, not just a lucky right. month, not just right. Not, and one of the best ways to do that, as you said, and I honed in, I heard this, and I hope others did too. Sometimes you have to unfollow people. Sometimes you yeah. have to tune out the noise. Sometimes you have to get real clear and focused and kind of just ask yourself, who am I comparing and competing myself against? And here's a absolute juicy, dirty, salacious little secret that I'm going to give everybody that's going to change the entire game if you implement it. If you are competing with anybody and comparing yourself to anybody besides your previous self, who you were a week ago, a month ago, when you got started, you're fighting an uphill losing battle.
Absolutely. And that's the space that I was totally trapped in. And it's just not a good feeling at all, you know? And I think we have to remember, for those of us that are new to this, like, you got to give yourself grace. Like, no. I can't compare myself to, let's say, Gwen, who has killing it, but she came in with marketing experience. And I love her. I love Gwen. She's so amazing. But I got, why am I comparing myself to her when I came into this with zero marketing skills? Just me, a mom looking to, I don't need to be a millionaire, Dave. I don't need to be a millionaire. I want to have comfort and security and stability. I want to be able to go to my kids' swim meets in the afternoon and not have a boss tell me, no, you can't, or you owe me this now. Like, I got to give myself some grace. I think 7 months in, I'm doing a good job. And I think more people who are digital marketers, and so many people are hopping on this train, and it's amazing, but you got to give yourself grace.
Yeah. And I really love that after 7 months, you feel like you're finding your groove. That's very important for everybody to hear, that you need to give yourself some time. You need to realize that it is going to take time, for example, doing videos, for you to get good on video, for you to get comfortable on video. I mean, the old saying of putting in your 10,000 hours still applies. That doesn't mean that you need to put 10,000 hours in before you're good on video or you get results, but 10,000 hours still applies to mastery level of anything. And right. Where do you want to be with this? Do you want to continue to be awkward and uncomfortable? Do you want to stay on level one? I kind of view this a little bit like playing a video game. I don't know if anybody ever played video games growing up or they do now. I played some here or there when I was little. But it'd be like getting stuck on level one, right? And every time you go back to the game, you're on the same level, doing the same thing, and you can never get past level one. It's like, is all you want to do, the whole game, the purpose of the game is to get to level two, level three, level, beat the game. Beat the game. That's the point, is to actually beat the game. And so many of us, because we have such unrealistic expectations, we've got our head regretting the past, fearing the future, anxiety about what people are going to think or this or that, or our unrealistic expectations have us so frustrated that we're not able to just be happy and grateful for what we have and the progress. We're not even able to see it.
I couldn't even celebrate my little wins, right? Like in the beginning, yeah. I could not celebrate my little wins. And I really had to stop and allow give myself that. Like, God, Amy, you're brand new at this. Like, you just had Reel go viral at 350,000 views 6 weeks in. Like, celebrate. Yeah. Don't just start hounding yourself that, God, it hasn't happened again. Like, why didn't I get more conversions on that? Like, no, try to work on my mind and be positive. And like, God, Amy, you did this for the first time and you've only been at this 42 days. That's huge.
Yeah. That's where it's at. That's the affirmation and validation that we need to get used to giving ourselves, because here's another juicy, salacious little secret. The world's not going to give you what you need. Only you can give you what you need.
Yep. Yeah.
The world's not going to give you the validation and affirmation. They can't give it to themselves. I mean, it's a big enough responsibility to just raise children with good self-esteem, let alone lend that validation and affirmation to every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the internet or whatever else. So you have to be able to give it to you. Does that resonate with you?
100%. And I don't need it from anybody else. Like, how I view myself and my work ethic and my integrity and how I'm operating within this business, that's what matters. Because at the end of the day, I have to be able to look in the mirror, right? I have to be okay with how I'm operating in this space. And I am make sure that I'm aligning myself with people who feel the same way that I do. And I think it's super exciting. Super exciting.
Well, Nikki says, I love her. I'm confident I'm in the right space. Joe says, Amy is the best and so inspirational. She's always the most positive person in this space. Keep up the good work. Amy, you are special. Much success to you because of your good works. So much wonderful feedback for you.
I also want to say, Dave, another thing that I did too, which I don't know, I think was pretty great and it was helpful, was when the new 5-day course came out, of course I immediately jumped in and I took it, right? Because if I'm going to promote it, I need to know what it's about. I want to see what is inside, and it's amazing and I love it. And I'm so excited you guys made this, you made it better, right? You made something that was great and you took it and you made it better. And so when I was taking the 5-day challenge, you can say, I want to meet with an advisor or I don't want to meet with an advisor. And I was like, oh, hell no, I'm meeting with an advisor. Like, I'm doing this. Like, I need to talk to these people. Like, we're a team. And so the day came and I was going to have my meeting with the advisor, and he texted me and was like, okay, our meeting's coming up. And I was like, okay, but I just want you to know who I am and like where I'm coming from. Are you sure you want to talk to me? And he was like, oh no, I want to talk to you. And so we met and we talked, and I was like, all right, so what do you want to say to somebody like me? Like, me and you, we need to work together. Like, here's your chance to talk to an affiliate of Legendary. Like, what can I do better? What do you see is lacking? What do you see is missing? Like, what can you tell me? What do I need to know? And we just had such a great conversation. We had such a great conversation, and it was just very eye-opening. And it's just to see another part of Legendary and know that it's awesome. And I stand behind it. So I think that's advice that other people should do as well. I think that they should get in there. If they're an affiliate for Legendary, I think they should get in there, take the course, talk to an advisor. I think it's good to do.
I mean, I agree. And I love when people are affiliate marketing is really about knowing what you're promoting. It's knowing what in being able to stand behind it. Well, here's another salacious, juicy, dirty little secret. The more you believe in something, the more you'll sell, right? And I don't care if it's boxes of Kleenex and you believe in the ingredients. I don't care if it's a course. I don't care if it's a car. The more you believe in it, the more your conviction. And why wouldn't you want to sell and market things that you believe in, right? That conviction is important.
Right. It helps translate to the people that I'm trying to bring into Legendary, right? Because everything that I'm saying to them, I have experienced myself. I have invested in myself. I have done myself. And I would not recommend anything to anybody that I didn't believe in. Because again, it comes back to who I am as a person, right? Who I am as a person and how I am able to look myself in the mirror. And, you know, this whole experience with Legendary has just been nothing else. It's just been nothing short of positive and wonderful. And another bonus that it's done for me, Dave, when I told you that I was coming home from my job and I was drinking because I was just miserable, I'm not even doing that anymore. I'm not even doing that anymore because you know why? I'm on my computer reading and studying and getting better. Like, I feel so energized. Like, I am trying to be the best that I can be. And I am constantly working at being the best marketer that I can. And it's not work. It's because I love it. I love it.
Well, good for you. Good for you. That's a huge benefit of obsessing about building a business and getting all the right, you know, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all that lined up is that, you don't have time for, you know, old habits, you know, negative hangups, old toxic behaviors, limiting behaviors or chemicals or things that are going to hold you back. You want to be clear. You want to be the best version of yourself. You want to be on fire. You want to be purposeful. You're now obsessed about something positive. Even for those of you who have an addictive personality, like I do, there's nothing wrong with getting addicted to something healthy, right? Get addicted to something healthy. I mean, I'm still an addict, you know, I mean, for those of you who, you know, I don't know what others believe about addiction, but my belief is that it's an incurable disease that people have. It's sort of like OCD. And you have to learn how to transfer the energy from negative to positive, get obsessed, get addicted with self-development, personal growth, spiritual growth, being a better dad, being a better mom, being a better spouse, being a better friend, being the best version of yourself in those important areas that when you look back on your life are going to be the ones that matter.
Right. And it's really good for my kids because I'm raising three teenagers, right? And that's another thing that brought me to this place is that I looked in the mirror and I was like, holy shit, how did this happen that I have 3 years left and then I'm an empty nester? Like, yeah. I've got to figure this out and find a way to absorb as much time as I can with my kids. And my kids see me being uncomfortable and pushing myself in ways that they know is challenging and difficult for me, but they see it and they see me stepping outside of the box, right? And that makes me proud as a mom that they get to see me doing this.
Yeah. And speaking of others being proud of you, what have you learned about you through this journey?
I have learned that I'm very, very hard on myself, right? Mm-hmm. I'm, like we kind of talked about before, I'm very hard on myself. I expect perfection, and I'm so far from that, but it really goes back to giving myself grace. That has been one of the biggest lessons for me, is like, God, Amy, like, why do you talk so negatively to yourself when I see myself in a reel, or I look back and see things that I wrote or I posted? Like, God, the negative self-talk that I give is really, so I've learned that has, like, I always knew that about myself, but seeing myself on screen and then seeing myself from like the third person, right? That, and then hearing myself talk to myself on the screen like that has been very, very challenging. And I'm turning 50 this year, right? So a lot of people that I was following, they're so much younger than me. They don't have the wrinkles on their forehead. They don't have the gray hairs coming off the side of their head. Like, I've really had to just accept me for me and the way that I look and the way that I sound. And I'm going to be 50, and I'm not 30 anymore. Like, it is what it is. Like, this is me. And having to accept that, it's been hard. I'm not going to lie. Like, that's the one thing, like, I'm always going to say it like it's going to be said. Like, that's, it's been hard.
Yeah. Well, your honesty and your vulnerability is very, it's very endearing. It's very inspirational. There's so much that I and others, and I know that just from the feedback today. I hope you have a chance to go back and check it out as well. Such wonderful comments and feedback and validation and affirmation for you, that you are as Althea says, perfectly inspired. Jeff says, you look like a young kid. You don't look 50. Leanne, thank you, Amy, for such an inspiring story and all the gold nuggets. There's obviously such a wonderful, bright road ahead of you. And contagious enthusiasm. I agree. Alexandra, amazing inspiration. Amy, you look amazing to be 50. Nobody would have ever known. You look amazing, and you're so inspiring. This was perfect for today. So I think a lot of us can relate to the getting older and kind of, you know, the mental kind of, the mental gymnastics that come along with that. And you seem to be navigating it perfectly imperfect. And I love to see it.
Some of my reels, man, in the beginning that I chose to put over this old face, they were so bad, so bad. Like, with the fake eyelashes, like, I don't know what I'm thinking, but I wish it would've just been me. Just be you. Just be you. That would be my advice for people, is just like, stop trying to be everyone else and what you think you need to be. Like, just be you. And I think Gwen does a great job of that. She's been very inspirational for me. She does a great job of just being her.
Yeah. Well, you are certainly following in those footsteps, my friend. So keep up the wonderful work. Come back and see me very soon. Okay. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. It's been inspirational.
Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
You're so welcome, Amy. Thanks, you too. And I'll talk to you really soon. Okay.
Bye.
All right. All right, my friends, you can find Amy over on Instagram at Making Money with Amy. No underscores, no periods, Making Money with Amy. What an inspiration. What a positive attitude. So much to learn, so much to take in from just the energy, the experience that she has 7 months of doing this, and so many unique and valuable nuggets from not only what she's done, but also some of the kind of behind the scenes mental and emotional limits that she's overcame to be able to be in her flow, be in her bag now. She's like grooving. She's feeling the momentum, and it's a beautiful thing. You see how good it looks on people. When you kind of get out of your own way, get into flow, stop worrying so much about what everybody thinks, stop worrying so much about what you think, right? Sometimes, as I like to say, I try not, this can be a bad neighborhood up here. I try not to go up in there without a buddy, right? Buddy system. Don't go up there alone. You act yourself into a new way of thinking. You know, you don't particularly sit around and think yourself into a new way of acting and being. You have to prove it. You have to see it. You have to show it to yourself, and your mind will follow. And so that's true with anything. That's not just this. As a matter of fact, I learned that in recovery, getting sober, 15 years ago. And so those same principles apply here, and I love to pass them on and share them with you because they've been so powerful in my life. And so with that being said, thank you again for an amazing episode from Amy. You can find her over on Instagram at Making Money with Amy, A-M-Y, spelled exactly how it sounds. And my friends, you can get started with any of our programs at legendarymarketer.com/enroll, E-N-R-O-L-L. legendarymarketer.com/enroll. And we're here live Monday through Friday on this very page where you're tuning in. So make sure that you followed the page, make sure that you've set the page to be a first. You can just hit the little follow or the like button up at the top of the page, and it'll give you an option to be able to follow the page and see it first in your timeline. Also set a reminder, 10 a.m. Eastern time, we're live here, so you can come over. You can be sure to find us here interviewing somebody and having an inspirational and educational session right here for you to be able to learn and get inspired by. With that being said, get out of here, my friends. Have a great day. Stay legendary. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. Peace.